Live from the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freak.
Well, it's a big old Saturday night. Nope, a Sunday night in the Freak Nation. You see there, man, I've had a little too much alcohol already.
It's your annual Texas State Fair weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's still floating through my veins, Crash Gladys. Whoa, what's going on? What, huh?
The beer or the fried foods?
Oh, my goodness.
Just saying.
It was a hungry man's heaven once again in Dallas, Texas for the state fair. What's going on, man? Coming up, we got Ricky Carmichael. Dude is, for a lot of folks, not even arguably, the greatest supercross rider ever. He's going to be joining us at 7:20 Pacific talking about the big Monster Energy Cup where riders have a chance to win $1 million coming up October 15th again in Las Vegas. He's been designing the tracks for as long as I can remember. He's not running it, of course. He's been retired for years. But he's going to be joining us to talk about the track that he's designed.
Well, plus, he knows every nuance of every rider out there, which I'm sure helps with his track design. And Ricky Carmichael, you guys see him on Fox. He's gearing up for another Supercross season. So, yeah, tons to talk about.
And Statman, every time we get Ricky Carmichael here in the Freak Nation, it always goes back to that third or fourth show where we had him on with Vince Neil of Motley Crue in 2000.
You know, what's also crazy is the night we took him out on the floor of the Anaheim Stadium in our Cadillac with the flames and the zebra seats, and he looked at us like, these guys really are crazy. He wasn't too sure when he was on the show with Vince Neil, but he climbed into that Cadillac and said, how long do I want to stay here with these guys?
Yeah, freaks don't even begin to describe these guys.
So Ricky Carmichael joining us right up about 7:20. We're going to have your 24 hours, excuse me, your Petit Le Mans winner from Road Atlanta. Oz Negri will be joining us in the second hour. Coming up right around 7:40, it will be Tommy Johnson Jr. That's 7:40 Pacific, Tommy Johnson Jr. Funny car winner from Reading, Pennsylvania. He's finished in the finals, the last three, all three races of the countdown.
He's been in the final round. Yeah.
And he finally got himself a win in the countdown. He's only 24 points behind your points leader, Ron Capps. Getting into what happened in, God, I always want to do this, in Dover.
What did you want to call it?
I just want to call it freaking New Hampshire. Again.
Oh, loud. Yeah, that was last week.
Loudon, Dover. Get into what happened at Dover. And Statman, it seems like every week we're talking about this. It's not a hindrance. Okay, I know the alliances that Martin Truex and the Furniture Row team has. But still, this dude's gone out and won the last two out of three races for the Chase in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series as a single car team, Statman. Can we bang that drum any harder than what we've done over the last three or four weeks?
Yes. I'm more than, what's the word? I'm more than excited about the possibilities. My guy, Kyle Larson, fell out today. But Truex, he was pretty strong when he was with Waltrip. Wasn't he with Waltrip years ago? And he was pretty strong then. So when he gets into a decent car with a good team, it's not surprising to me that he's competitive. He got into the Final Four last year, came close to winning everything. So it's not surprising to me that he's doing as well as he is.
And there's a certain something called momentum. And Martin Truex has just been running on so much amazing momentum throughout the season. Whether or not you want to talk about that being attributed to Sherry Pollock's, his girlfriend's, cancer and how she's been fighting that, or if you want to talk about wins and wins equaling further wins. Regardless, it's momentum, and like you said, he's in an extremely solid car, and right now it seems like nothing can get in his way.
I'd put my money on him before I'd put my money on several guys that are in the next 12. Denny Hamlin, for one. I mean, Denny Hamlin's got the ability to win races, but right. whether or not he has the ability to win a championship is another thing. And Truex has shown that he can win a championship. He got right to the edge last year and just lost out. So, I'm heavy in the Truex camp.
Would you put your money on Truex over Kyle Busch, defending champion?
Don't ask me that question, Crash.
Crash, even
defending champion is how I had to rephrase it, because Kyle Busch, you never count him out.
That's like asking me if I'm going to put my money on somebody playing Denver.
No, okay, take away the bias and just look at
Crasher,
the
he's already answered the question.
Just look at the equipment and the talent.
Yes.
Wow.
Freak Nation, we're 6 minutes into the show, and I got to do this. Got to put the brakes on it for a bit. We would like to welcome new affiliate here in the Freak Nation, 1450 KTZR, the talk of Tucson, joining the Freaks.
Hey, welcome back, Tucson.
Yeah, good to be back in the Tucson area. Part of the show is based up in Phoenix. The other part's based out in Los Angeles. But, man, we've been doing this thing for over 16 years, Tucson. Thank you guys for being a part of this. KTZR. They flipped the switch last week, the talk of Tucson. Good to be on 1450 KTZR.
Now tell the people in Tucson what the craziest thing you had at the state fair today, the craziest thing you had fried at the state fair today.
The craziest thing I had at the state fair yesterday, we went 2 days, Statman, so get it straight, will you?
Oh, hold on, Friday or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday. The craziest thing that I had at the state fair, probably just the amount of. I didn't dip into anything really that quite exotic like Crash tends to do, but it's the amount of Fletcher's Corny Dogs that I had. The cumulative effect for Friday and Saturday was probably seven.
Whoa.
Seven? Seven? Seven?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you think that seven is a lot? Because I'm actually looking at Kenny thinking, wow, you've calmed down. You've calmed down over the years.
Well, and then Statman, you tag on another seven or eight Nutty Buddy bars, and then we're good to go, Broham.
Wow.
Yeah.
My word, that's more than you've had cumulatively in the last 16 years, probably.
No, it's one of those where you just throw everything out the freaking back window, baby, and just doggone what's right in front of you, and damn it, I did.
So a corny dog is to you as the Snickers is to me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, it is. And there are still plenty of fried Snickers there. I believe the dessert winner for 2016 at the State Fair of Texas was fried Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
Fried Jell-O. They had fried beer one year. The fried Jell-O?
Yep.
Oh. They still got fried beer, fried Coke.
The fried beer and the fried Coke are horrible, though, because what it does is it's basically – your liquid beverage of choice, beer or Coke, and it's wrapped in dough, and then that is fried. So you take a bite into this doughy beer or doughy Coke, and you don't expect the Coke or the beer to be hot, but it is because it's been fried, and it's just, ooh, you don't expect that, and your mind just goes nuts.
Yeah, I think when they introduced that stat, man, when they introduced the fried beer at the state fair, the day that we were there, it was like 92 degrees. So the last thing you want is a hot chunk of beer.
So what did Henley beg you for that she didn't eat?
She's still just kind of chicken and fries.
Chicken and she had a few bites of the dog.
She liked the corny dog, yes.
Well, she had two hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, she did have two hot dogs.
Yeah.
When she figured out that there was a hot dog underneath the breading of the corny dog, then she was asking for hot dogs. That's true. And she loves corn.
That's a smart girl. She's got... There's times when hot dogs become one of the major food groups for me. I'd rather have a hot dog than steak, you know? I mean, you've seen me at some of the racetracks. Yeah. I'd rather have a good hot dog with some relish and mustard. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That's one of the major food groups.
So there you go, Tucson. We spent about 5 minutes talking about what the hell we did over the weekend. What about you, man? Follow us on Twitter at SpeedFreaks. We're also there on Facebook for you as well. You want to chime in on the phones? Here's your phone number, 800-878-7529. Again, welcoming in new affiliate to the Freak Nation, 1450 KTZR, the talk of Tucson's. Big time motorheads down there. I believe there is the Southwest, I think it used to be the Southwest Speedway drag strip down there. There's also a dirt track that we've done some things there in Tucson. So good to have you guys here in the Freak Nation.
And Tucson fans, they know. They come up to Phoenix for the NHRA drag racing, so they're going to know who Tommy Johnson Jr. is. And, of course, Tucson comes up to Phoenix for Supercross when they're in town in February, and probably many of you guys will be driving or flying to Las Vegas for the Monster Energy Cup in just 2 weeks.
So Kyle Larson is eliminated. Jamie McMurray is eliminated. So much for teams peaking at the right time of the season.
Yeah.
Both Chip Ganassi Racing team members gone. So is Chris Buescher, and probably the biggest blow to the chase so far is Tony Stewart's gone. However, Austin Dillon, he's in. He held off Tony Stewart to claim the final transfer spot. And Crasher, you mentioned
controversy.
That's where I was going with that stat, man. The Crasher brought up some radio chatter with Tony Stewart and his crew chief about how fast that Austin Dillon car was looking to Tony Stewart. And Tony Stewart knows everybody is listening. And anyone who's listening to Tony Stewart listens to Tony Stewart with bated breath that he's going to drop something out there. And Tony Stewart saying that he thought Austin Dillon's car was quicker than usual or quicker than...
Well, he said it seemed odd. The speed that the number three car had just seemed odd.
Which, Statman, does that not tell you that Tony Stewart may know something about Austin Dillon, that he's trying to raise a semi-red flag that you might want to tech his car?
Yeah, I mean, Tony's been around the track enough that he probably knows where everybody's cheating and how. So when he says, hey, you got to listen to what's going on there, especially when he knocks him out of the chase for the championship, the next round of the chase for the championship.
Yeah, Tony Stewart, again, he's never afraid to speak his mind. And saying something like that just tells me that he knows a little something's going on that maybe we don't know about. And he's had
plus, Austin Dillon stays in, but Tony Stewart gets eliminated. I mean, there's a little something there as well. If Austin Dillon wasn't as fast as he was, would Tony have been in? I mean, there's so many what-ifs. You could play the what-if game for days.
And Tony Stewart has had his issues with Austin Dillon initially when Austin Dillon moved up to Sprint Cup Series to run full-time.
Was that the Hold My Watch incident?
No, that was not it.
Right. Just check.
No, I believe... I'm paraphrasing here, but I believe Tony Stewart used a snotty-nosed kid type running under the name of Richard Childress, running for his grandfather, grandfather money, that kind of.
But that's not the argument that led to Hold My Watch and
it is
Richard
not.
Childress can go to fisticuffs.
So, again, Martin Truex gets the big win. It's the two out of the last three chase races, Martin Truex. There's not a hotter driver out there, Freak Nation. There is not a hotter driver out there. Dude led 180-plus laps for the race. And, again, moving on, Tony Stewart is not. The Ganassi teammates, Jamie McMurray, Kyle Larson, not. And not a big surprise here, Chris Buescher, not as well. Crasher, you got some pit news and notes here in the Freak Nation. Well, let's make it official there, Crash Gladys, all right?
All right, let's just start with NASCAR because Kenny was referring to Martin Truex Jr. being so dominant today in Dover. And, of course, he takes the win. And he moves on. Kenny just mentioned the four drivers not moving on since Dover was a chase elimination race. Tony Stewart, see ya on your retirement tour, Tony. The two Ganassi drivers, Kyle Larson and Jamie McMurray, and of course Chris Buescher. In the Xfinity Series, Danny Suarez taking the win, and of course that gives him an automatic move on in their countdown. The Truck Series race in Las Vegas, Tyler Reddick taking the win, his first win on the season and completely shaking up the chase points for the Truck Series. The IMSA Series, their season is now done. They always end their series with Petit Le Mans, and this year it was no different, and it was another domination, like we talked about with Martin Truex Jr. in Sprint Cup. Well, Michael Schenck Racing in sports cars, Oz Negri, John Pugh, and Ollie Pla won the race, but the championship went to Action Express, and now for them, their third consecutive year. But this year, it was drivers Eric Curran and Dane Cameron. We will be talking to Oz Negri, one of the winning drivers, in just about 1 hour. Stay tuned for that because this is the last year in that car. Why? You'll hear in the next hour. NHRA raced in Reading. Antron Brown, your winner in Top Fuel. Tommy Johnson Jr. in Funny Car. By the way, Tommy Johnson Jr. coming up in 20 minutes. Vincent Nobile in Pro Stock and Eddie Krawick in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Formula One. Speaking of guys such as Tony Stewart or the Ganassi guys kind of pissing away their chances, how about Lewis Hamilton? P6 possibly pissing away this title? What's going on over there? We'll talk more about that if we get to it in the next hour. Daniel Ricciardo taking the win. And I have to give a shout out to this, a friend of my family. Many of you in sports cars and in open wheel knew Lon Bromley. Lon Bromley was a longtime CART safety director, Champ Car safety director. He actually started with my dad, also Drs. Steve Olvey and Dr. Terry Trammell. It was that group that kind of started the traveling safety team in open wheel. And Lon Bromley also was track safety director for COTA down in Austin. He died this weekend in a boating accident on Saturday in Oregon. Lon Bromley, definitely going to be missed in motorsports.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of four qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get four No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks.
Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Get back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. And again, welcoming in our new affiliate, KDZR out of Tucson. The Talk of Tucson joining Speed Freaks. Thank you, guys.
Tucson will want to go to Vegas
right
for the Monster Energy Cup in 2 weeks. Get on it, Tucson.
By the way, you need to follow us on Twitter. We got tickets to give away for the Monster Energy Cup. The Monster Million that these big-time Supercross riders are going to be running for in Las Vegas coming up October 15th. Friend of the Freak Nation, and I think it was, again, we've said it before every time he joins our ass here in the Freak Nation. The fourth show that we did this damn thing, it was Vince Neil, a Motley Crue, and this guy. I think he was 10 years old. Ricky Carmichael. Ricky Carmichael joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, who is partly responsible for what the hell is going on in Las Vegas. Okay, look, Crasher, he's designed the freaking track with these Supercross riders. You're back in the Freak Nation, Carmichael. How about that, dude?
Oh, man, I am so happy. Thanks for coming on or having me on. You know, what's funny is my little daughter had a play date with her friend, and we were talking about Motley Crue. And I was telling her friend's dad, I said, hey, man, I said, I'm going on this talk show tonight, radio show, Speed Freaks on the Freak Nation. I said, the first time I was on their show was about 1999. We were in studio in L.A. or wherever the heck it was, and Vince Neil was in studio with us, and he's like, are you serious? I said, yeah. I said, it was a real cool experience. But anyhow, always glad to be on your guys' show, and yes, the Monster Energy Cup is going to be awesome. You know, it's funny to see how this event has, where it is today. If you guys remember when I raced it, it was the U.S. Open, the Supercross at the MGM Grand there, and the purse was $100,000, which back then felt like $1 million. But it's a cool event. It's really cool that what they let us do, what they let me do to the track. It's a hybrid, basically what it is, a hybrid of motocross and Supercross, and we. Basically, they let me throw out ideas and to give it that wow factor, if you will. And this year is going to be really awesome. So the start's going to be basically at the top deck on the south end of the stadium, I believe. Yeah, south end. And they're going to be coming down, basically starting at the top, right, and coming all the way down the stands and flat out down the whole floor of the floor of the field, it's going to be really, really cool.
I'm trying to think when it was. I think it was about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when there was a section that came up through part of the grandstands and then back down again on the track. And I thought some riders were complaining about that. You tell them, hey, put your wussy factor away.
Yeah, right. It was the Amsoil Arch is what it was, a big old, like, sweeping corner up into the stands. It was really cool. So
yes.
You're exactly right. That's what it was. But I'm going to tell you what's been a focal point. Not only that, you know, this track always has a wow factor, and they kind of let us do things that we normally couldn't do at a regular Supercross race in the Monster Energy Supercross Series. But the Joker Lane, I mean, it has wreaked havoc on these guys for years. I mean, it took out Villopoto 1 year. Then Dungey forgot to go through it one year, and I think Anderson forgot to go through it last year. Something happened, you know. It's like the riders complain about it once in a while, and it's gimmicky, they think. But at the same time, the people that complain are the ones that screw up and don't get it right. So it is fun. It puts a special twist into it, without a doubt. And let's be honest, man, I mean, $1 million up for grab, it's really, really cool. I think, you know, when you think of what the Winston Million did for NASCAR, when there's $1 million on the line, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, for sure.
And that's potentially partly why some of the drivers complain. If they miss something, they're missing out on $1 million. So, yeah, it's their brain fart that's costing them. But Rachel,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, how difficult was it from you becoming from a driver, or excuse me, a rider, to a track designer, and having to kind of put that criticism kind of in the back of your mind, like, listen, this, you just got a deal?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's really hard to come up with a design that number one is going to be safe but also challenging. It's really hard. There's a balance there. And then you want to make it somewhat easy enough to where guys don't have too much of an advantage so the racing stays close, right? Because the worst thing you want is a blowout race where dudes just, one guy can do something and the other can't and you have a runaway race. I tend to make it a little bit easier so everyone can do the same thing and everything can stay bunched up a little bit more. That's kind of my strategy because, you know I'm going to get criticized by the riders regardless, so I'm at least going to try to make it good for the fans. And when everyone can do the same thing and you kind of got them in this box, I think that's what makes good TV and good racing for the guys in the seats.
Ricky Carmichael, you dabbled in stock car racing and truck racing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see you out of it. How do you feel? Are you happy to, you're not completely out of racing, but you're out of the driver's seat and you're still having an impact on the sport that made you Ricky Carmichael? Put you in
the that's right. You know, to answer your question, I wish I was still racing NASCAR. I still feel like I wish that I met some great people, learned a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things that's helped us in business today with, you know, our RCH racing team with me and Mr. Hart. So I've learned a lot of stuff there. I feel like if I could do it over again, obviously I'll never get the chance, but if I could do it over again, I would probably have raced, you know, the last 2 years I tried to do full time in the truck series and didn't spend the full pop, you know, that probably should have to get on the, you know, on the best team out there. So what I would have done with the money that I had from my sponsor, I probably would have tried to take, you know, less races and a better quality team, you know, and just better equipment, I think would have been a little bit better for me. But you live and learn, and, you know, I feel like, you know, I mean, obviously, if I ever got the chance to do it again, I'd jump on it. I absolutely love it and feel like I could do a little bit better than what I did. And you know, time moves on, and I'm loving the roles that I have right now and the great sport that gave me every opportunity, even for NASCAR. So I love it, man. I love my position.
Wow, Ricky, I don't know what to say. I'm kind of disappointed that you still want to go back to that because you've had so much success in Supercross and Motocross. You're on television. You're having success there. You're in the Motorsports Hall of Fame because of this success.
Yeah.
But I guess thinking out loud, as a competitor, you still want a chance to compete at something that you didn't have your greatest success at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's things like I told you, you know, I would like to take a crack at it with, you know, like, I want to go back and say, you know what, dude, you had the best equipment out there, and I know someone else could have got in that same equipment and done 10 times better than you. Hey, I'm all for, hey, I can, I'm a big boy, I can swallow my pride and admit that, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Please don't misunderstand me for, hey, if I can't cut the mustard in the best ride, then I don't deserve to be out there. That's all I'm saying, you know, so... I liked it, man. I enjoyed it. And I got to tell you, it was sure nice to go out racing and not come back covered in mud and dusted out. That's for sure.
His name, Ricky Carmichael. Many say the greatest Supercross rider ever. Not too many arguments here in the Freak Nation. A couple of other things that you've been doing, of course, is called The Farm, where you have young riders come out, and I believe it's actually your property, and where you have these young riders come out and you show them different techniques. It's a Ricky Carmichael school. Well, where even your mom's involved. Why does a dude like Ricky Carmichael feel like he needs to give back to the racing community?
Well, I think I got to, guys. I mean, this is the sport that's given me provided a great life for me. I've met it's my extended family, man. I've been going to races ever since I was 5 years old and racing competitively since, you know, 5 and a half, 6 years old. So I love doing it. My property, we're calling it the Goat Farm, and I got about 11 or 12 full-time riders out there. Got about 4 or 5 pros and 6 amateurs, and it's great, man. You know, my mom is basically, you know, she holds everybody accountable. I'll go out there and coach, you know, a couple times a week, make sure everybody's doing everything right, and we put them on a riding program, and it's fun. It's something that, it's almost like going to a fantasy camp, but it's all year round, if you will, and that's what we have for our yearly members. And then we do, like you were talking about, the camps. We try to do a camp, once every quarter is what we try to do. And it's a lot of fun. And all that stuff is on my website, rickycarmichael.com. You can check out all that stuff on the Goat Farm. And it's been fun. It's something that we want to grow to where eventually I can just drive up to my farm and work and help these kids out and not have to travel so much.
Yeah, but Ricky, easier said than done. It's okay, maybe we see the Mannings. They have their quarterback camps every summer. But my God, it takes a special person to literally take, sure, the sport gave you everything that you have, but to give back tenfold. So many other people in any sport would like to just sit on their money and say, yeah, okay, that was fun, but now I'm just going to chillax.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Right. Hey, there's a time for it. There's no doubt about it, but I'm only 36. I'll be 37 here in November. So, you know, I still got, you know, several more years ahead of me, and I want to keep kicking. You know, I worked so hard throughout my career to build this brand, if you will. And, I think I'm one of the only guys that have been able to, you know, build a brand and then keep getting residuals off the brand. You know, that's what it's all about, and the fun thing is I enjoy doing it, you know, and I just don't want to see something that we work so hard to build go to waste. So that's why I do it, and the older I get, the more I appreciate the fun stuff that I do. I really am enjoying it.
Wow.
Freak Nation, it's called the Monster Energy Cup. The Supercross riders running for $1 million. Coming up October 15th, we're going to be giving away tickets on Twitter. You follow us at Speed Freaks. His name is Ricky Carmichael. Been designing this track for years and years, and it's going to be an interesting start at Sam Boyd Stadium where they're actually starting up at the stands. Last thing for you, Ricky, would this be something that you look forward to? Is this starting downhill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm bumming that I'm not racing, believe it or not. It's just the event is just an awesome event. I mean, the vibe of it is awesome, and hey man, $1 million on the line, it's going to be exciting for sure. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans there. We always get a killer turnout, and it's special to be a part of, and I'm glad Feld and Monster Energy gives me the opportunity.
All right, Ricky, it's just legendous to get you back here in the Freak Nation. We've all grown older. You just kind of started to get on the cusp of being old at at 36. That's incredible.
He's in his 30s. He's not old.
God dang, bro.
I know, right? It seems like just the other day I was in studio.
Yeah. Damn it. When, what's scary is I look at your ass every time I go into my office, meaning I've got those University of Texas Longhorns.
That's right, his Rider pants.
The Rider pants
how are
up
you
on my wall, man. What?
Speaking of, how's your team doing this year?
Shut up, man.
Hey, they it's about as good as my Noles. They've already. Oh man,
oh,
I was at the game yesterday. That was horrible.
Oh man.
Yeah. Both of our coaches and their teams are sucking hind boob, aren't they?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now let's not throw the Buckeyes out there. You know, I mean my Buckeyes at Ohio State.
All right, Statman, yay.
Yeah, we don't cheat as bad as Urban does, so that's we're too honest. We're too honest.
Shots fired.
He'll retire again when he feels something, when he feels there's going to be a, when they feel he's going to be a bust, you know?
Statman.
All right, we don't have time to have this conversation any longer. Let's get together and have it over a beer or something.
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
Carmichael, it was another good one, buddy. Thank you for doing this. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely, Freaks. I appreciate you having me on, guys.
You got it.
See you in Vegas.
Ricky Carmichael, the GOAT, greatest of all time, joining the Freaks. And, again, you can see the track that he designed in person if you follow us on Twitter. Be sure you follow us on Twitter. Going to be giving away tickets shortly at Speed Freaks on Twitter. Coming up next, this dude's been in the finals the last three races of the countdown for NHRA and finally got himself a win in Reading. NHRA Funny Car winner Tommy Johnson Jr. next. Speed Freaks pits the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unison Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unison Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Yeah, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to generaltire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Nothing but winners here in the Freak Nation. Again, you're following us on Twitter at Speed Freaks and, of course, on Facebook at the website, speedfreaks.tv. You missed any of the show, go to the website. We'll have them up there for you tomorrow morning. Tommy Johnson Jr. has been in the Freak Nation many, many times, but I don't know if he's been in like this. The last three races for the NHRA Mellow Yellow Countdown to the Championship, dude's been in the finals all three and goes out and wins Reading, Pennsylvania. I believe it's his second win of the year. Tommy Johnson Jr. joins the Freaks right now. And Tommy, it's the epitome of peaking at the right time for you and Schumacher Racing.
Well, it is. I tell you what, you race all season, and with the playoff, you know, the countdown and kind of a playoff system now, you have to peak at the right time. You can go out and win all the races you want at the beginning of the season, but if you don't do it when it counts, it's not going to happen for you. And the guys did a great job. I mean, they're just coming into the last six races, I had a good feeling. We've been been running well, and you got to do it. I mean, we finished third the last 2 years, and we kind of learned from it. You know, you don't want to peak too early. Last year we peaked just a little early. This year we're peaking at the right time, I hope.
You know, we talked with Jack Beckman about that last weekend. Where are you on, where's your fandom? Are you in favor of this countdown because it kind of doesn't matter what you did at the beginning of the season? You need to peak at the right time to win a title. Or are you not a fan of this countdown because it kind of makes the beginning of your season, if you have such a great beginning to your season, it kind of makes that all wash away?
I'm old school. I like the old points. You know, you run good for a whole season, you win the championship. But this year, I'm a big fan of the countdown. You know, I mean, if you ask Ron Capps the same question, I'm sure he's not. But it just depends on, you know, it's the same for everybody. It doesn't matter. It's the system, and it is what it is, and you got to win it. So when those final six come about, you know what the system is. You got to go out there and perform, and that's what we're doing. You know, if it was a whole season, well, we might do it a little different. But you have to take a different approach for no matter what it is.
Okay, so take this season, 2016, just in general, and what would you do different if you did not have the countdown as part of your season?
Well, it allows you to test some, you know, I mean, it allows you to try stuff throughout the season. You want to win every race. Everybody wants to win every race, and you want to go out there and do the best you can every weekend. But during the season, you want to try this, you want to try that. We're going to go a certain direction on tune up. You want to do that, but it allows you know, hey, we're solid in the top 10. Let's try to experiment a little bit. You know, it allows you to do some testing throughout the events and not have to go out and do testing individually. And when it's time to turn it on, and what you've learned throughout the year, you apply all that for the last six races. So it's just a different format. I mean, it's different what it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But like I said, it's the same for everybody, and everybody knows what it is. So use it to your advantage.
Tommy Johnson Jr. winner at Maple Grove in the funny car category today. One of the people you beat was your teammate, Jack Beckman. Do you guys have any conversations before the race, or is he just another person you got to beat on the way to victory circle?
Nah, I try not to talk to him. You know, I'll tell you what, when we got up to the semifinals, you look around, it's all four DSR cars. That's pretty impressive. But at the same time, it's kind of intimidating because, you know, they all have the same equipment. They all, you know, they're all four very good cars. We all share information, but on race day, it's every man for himself. So you go up there and think, whoa, this is going to be as tough as it gets. Cause you know, if you're running well, you know, they are as well. So it's interesting. Right now the DSR guys are really working well together and everybody's on top of their game, and 1, 2, 3, 4 in points, all four cars in the semis. I mean, the Don can't be much happier than today right now. I tell you what, it's a good time, but it's tough. I mean, you're trying to win races against all these people, but yet at the same time, you got three teammates that are just as tough as they come.
Tommy Johnson Jr., your Redding winner, funny car winner, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, and talk a little bit about that, about Schumacher and the number of wins and championship that he has. You're right. You've been in the top five the last 2 or 3 years and haven't grabbed that championship. Can you put your finger specifically on something that really is helping you peak at this moment?
We just learned, you know. I mean, this is a tough game. The clinic car class right now as a whole is really, really competitive, and you have to have a little luck. You got to do things right. You got to really focus on it and know what you're doing when it comes down to these final six. And I mean, it's so hard to win the championship. So hard, and things are just going our way. You know, I mean, you keep doing what you're doing and focus on the job at hand and try to do the best you can. That's all you can do. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. It's funny. I got my first win in funny car here in 99, and it dawned on me. We were watching a little video tonight. It was 17 years ago. I about fell over when I heard it was 17 years ago. It seems like yesterday. So it's very, very interesting, but try to just focus on the next race, the next run, actually. You just every run is one run at a time.
Tommy Johnson, you have a week off before Dallas in 2 weeks. Are you one of those guys that likes to race week to week, especially when you're hot after a win, or do you like the idea of having a week off?
No, I'm 50-50. I'm ready for a weekend off. It's been three in a row, but at the same time, we're hot. Let's keep going. But, you know, we'll take the time off. We'll regroup, make sure everything's in line, and hopefully this momentum keeps carrying on. Dallas is you know, a little time off, but it might do the guys good. But yeah. I just didn't go tomorrow if we could.
Are you a big fan of the Motorplex, Texas Motorplex?
got a lot of history. You know, it's been we've been going there forever. I mean, I ran there, I think, first time at 87. So it's got a lot of history. It was the first super track. So, yeah, I've never won there. I'd like to go there and win.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Explain, super track. It, because of speed?
No, it was kind of the first stadium track. You know, it was a totally different design back in the day. And I remember the first time I drove up to it, I was like, wow, look at this place. And now it's commonplace. But back in the day, it was the first super track, you know?
Well, what Billy Meyer did there initially was the majority of the track was all concrete, and again, you had these suites, Crasher, at the time. It opened up in 86 when I was living in Dallas, and it was the Taj Mahal of drag racing. You look at it now, and you're right, it's everywhere else. You've got the Texas Motorplex, but then, I mean, that was the bomb what Billy Meyer and crew did.
Yeah, it was a precedent. You know, I mean, we had these old tracks, and Billy Meyer built a brand new one, all concrete. We never heard of such a thing. And back in the day, I mean, that was it. I mean, the stadium-style seating, the tower we rolled under, and that was the place to go. And that's where you're going to pull out all the stops, going to run your big numbers. And nowadays, it's common. You know, you go there now, and it's like, okay, yeah, we've been here before. You know, it's not that big a deal. But back in the day, I'm going to tell you what, it was the track to run well at.
Tommy Johnson Jr., you talked about earlier in the interview about how you're kind of old school when it comes to the countdown and should we have it, should we not, how should the season go. But also, what about something we've talked about for years on Speed Freaks? Should NHRA, kind of like other forms of motorsports that do road courses and then ovals, super speedways, short ovals, should NHRA maybe start to think about changing track distances where it is possible? Like do the full quarter mile at Las Vegas because it's safe there, but then at other places do 1,000 foot, maybe at other places do an eighth of a mile to kind of jazz it up for fans, or is that something you would totally not want to see?
You know, if you'd asked me that a few years ago, I'd have said, yeah, let's do that. You know, there's certain tracks you could do that at, and then there's other tracks you can. But if you ask me today, no. You know, just for an example, I mean, Reading this weekend, it's great. It's a nice big track. They've extended the shutoff. It's all great. Why not shoot, get wrapped up in the wheelie bar and twice this weekend, actually. Had a one shoot instead of two. Oh. We ran over 330 two or three times. No, I think we need the extra shutdown. You know, I mean, if you could build a track forever, yes. But, I mean, right now, these cars are running speeds that just phenomenal. You know, we're running, I ran 331 and a quarter, I've run 330, almost 331 in 1,000 feet. I'm not too sure I want to go any faster. You know, it's, if you're in the driver's seat and you're pulling the shoes, you're trying to pull on the brakes, trying to get this thing stopped. Nah, I'm good. I'm good where it's at.
Yeah. His name, Tommy Johnson Jr., your winner from Reading. Again, he's been in the finals for the first three races of the countdown in the NHRA and wins in one, only 24 behind Ron Capps. Ron Capps, 24 points behind Ron Capps. Tommy, good to get you in here, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and hopefully we'll get you back in here. Maybe Tommy Johnson, championship bunny car driver?
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
I like the ring of that. Yeah,
yeah, damn. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're 3 for 3. Let's have about going four for four.
Attaboy.
Nice.
All right, Tommy. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys.
Tommy Johnson Jr., your funny car winner from Ready. Join the Freaks. Lucas Oil Studios and the Speed Freaks Pit. Stat man, I would have lost that bet if Tommy Johnson was going to be running for a championship this year, given the trials and tribulations that dude has been through.
He was even out of the sport for a while, and he came back a couple of years ago. He's certainly running good now. I wonder if that's him or what's happening at Schumacher Racing. All those guys are running so strong. They must be sharing some information. What a great team. I'm cheering for Ron Capps. I got to get
him. Yeah, a lot of
people. It's hard not to. Yeah.
Yeah, in this situation. All right, Freaks, coming up next hour, you got your stat man, Skack? Yeah, your stat man, Scat. And his name is Oz Negri. He and two other drivers won the Petit Le Mans this weekend at Road Atlanta. He's going to be joining us next hour. And, of course, more to come from what happened in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race today with Martin Truex getting his second win out of the last three races. That's right. Martin Truex, a single-car team, wins again. And it is this afternoon. We'll talk about it. It's coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
64. Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Get cash fast when you need it. It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Martin Truex, dude served notice this afternoon. I think everybody will agree that the chase for the Sprint Cup belongs to him, Freak Nation. It's going to be tough to argue that point as well, Crasher. Single car team winning two out of the first three races in the chase. How you doing, man? Second hour of Speed Freaks. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent coming up in about 15 minutes, your Statman Scat. Going to be talking some World Rally coming up in the Scat. Also, right around 8:20 Pacific, his name is Oz Negri. He and two other dudes.
John Pugh and Ollie Plough.
Running for Michael Schenker Racing, won the Petit Le Mans, Road Atlanta. We're going to have Oz Negri joining us here shortly. Did you miss Tommy Johnson last hour, funny car winner from Reading? It'll be up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. What about Ricky Carmichael, the greatest Supercross rider ever? And you won't find a better Supercross and motocross rider combination ever than Ricky Carmichael. He joined us last hour talking about the Monster Energy Cup and the Monster Million that a rider will have available to him. Coming up October 15th, Sam Boyd Stadium. Crasher, we're going to be giving away tickets, a couple of tickets to a Freak Nation member to see Monster Energy Supercross coming up.
Three 10-lap heats. Well, they're actually races. All you got to do is win all three of them. That's how you win $1 million. Easy, right?
Yeah. And Statman, when you get as close as we have to those Supercross riders, specifically at Sam Boyd Stadium and others, seeing how fast those dudes are going on those 450s, these guys are not only running for the prestige of winning that damn thing, but $1 million. And see how these guys attack this track in Las Vegas, it's beyond balls out.
And they do attack it, and it's wild, especially this year where they're going to be coming down the grandstands. They did that at the Coliseum in the early days of Supercross. They climbed up one side, went through the peristyle, and came down, and the drivers loved it, and the riders loved it then. I hope they like it now. It adds so much for the fans.
Hold on, though. Wasn't that for the X Games? It wasn't a super. It was an actual Supercross race.
Oh yeah.
Huh. I thought that was
Supercross. Yeah,
absolutely. So yeah, man, looking forward to that. It's going to be incredible. Unfortunately, I can't make that race. I would really enjoy to see this race. These guys hauling ass downhill on the start.
165-foot drop. Are you kidding me?
On 450s.
They're going to be going so fast.
Funneling into a straightaway or a turn that's probably 25, 30 feet wide.
Ooh, yeah.
No problem.
So, yeah, needless to say, we're pretty stoked about that. Ricky Carmichael joined us last hour. You missed that. You go to our website, speedfreaks.tv. Again, Martin Truex dominates Dover. Chase Field is reduced to 12. Both Ganassi drivers, gone. Kyle Larson, Jamie McMurray, Tony Stewart, gone. Chris Buescher, gone. And Austin Dillon, he moves into the next round. And Crasher, you say, and Statman, you saw this as well, that there's a little controversy with what Tony Stewart may, okay, he did say it, on a little bit of radio chatter back with his crew chief.
Yeah, he called the speed of the three car odd. That was the specific word he used. It's just odd. And it really was odd because Austin Dillon was catching everyone ahead of him with such ease. So I don't know if they're going to find something or not. It's too late at this point. So I don't know. Statman, could they have even done anything? No, they really can't. Once the cars take to the track, sure, you could take away points and money after the fact, but he still would have been moving on, wouldn't he?
Sure, and that's what they've done in the past when they found problems with cars. They don't change, especially in this chase format. They'll take away money and maybe points, but they don't take away wins. The wins are super valuable because it means you get to advance or not advance. So the idea of taking away a win would be almost unheard of. They'd have a real revolution on their hands if that was the case.
But bottom line, even Austin Dillon didn't win today. Could they even, if they find something, let's say tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, could they take away his advancing, even though it's pretty much set in stone right now?
If it was something egregious that was really bad, yes, but that would be, I don't think it would be unprecedented. I forget what they did. When was it when a driver slowed down to let somebody else's teammate get into the chase? And it was.
Oh, yes, with Clint Bowyer.
Michael Waltrip's team.
And that was with Martin Truex.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not going to make many changes. They may find something wrong with the car. And I think maybe that's like a coach who complains to a referee in the first quarter hoping to get a call in the fourth quarter. Maybe that's all Tony was doing, was like, hey, something's wrong with that car, and to just bring some attention to it.
So there you go, Martin Truex moving on. Well, okay, Martin Truex with his second first three races in the chase, Martin Truex with another big win, and now 12 riders move into the next phase.
Oh, bottom line, it's like what you said, he's served notice. I mean, he's pretty dominating. This isn't Kyle Busch doing this. This isn't Denny Hamlin doing this. This is Martin Truex Jr.
Something else, I don't know if you guys saw this stat, Crasher, but something else, a highlight from the weekend, had absolutely nothing to do with racing on the track, but an individual showing up at the track to support the driver of his car. We're talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr. showing up at Dover to support Jeff Gordon. And this is the first time, I didn't see much of the race, but I followed Twitter over the weekend, and again, seeing these shots of Dale at the Monster Mile in glasses.
Right.
And the fact that Dale Jr. is not going to be running in any more races this year and hasn't given any indication, hasn't confirmed that he's going to be back.
He has said he'll be back.
Okay, if his doctors allow, he'll be back. But it doesn't say something, the fact that he's not going to make one of these nine or eight races left.
Now there should be seven.
Seven races left. Okay, got it. He's not going to be back for any of those. You got Jeff Gordon, and who else is filling? Bowman filling in for Dale. he's not going to be back in any of these races, stat man. He says he's going to be back. But at the same time, just seeing the type of recovery that this has been, the longer it goes on and the issues with recovery, the deeper this thing seems to me. Maybe I'm just trying to pull out a theory here, Statman, a conspiracy theory. Maybe that's just me trying to pull Statman on you. But what? Come on, man.
I think it's exactly the opposite. I mean, you look at football players who, sure, they claim that they have this concussion protocol that goes on in the NFL, and it's pretty pathetic if you ask me, considering Cam Newton never went through a protocol in the opening game of the entire season, and he was banged around like crazy. And other athletes get to the sidelines and they talk about how banged up they are, yet they go right back into the game. It's a joke. To me, the NFL and their concussion protocol is an absolute joke. Their helmets are a joke. They should be using technology from racing, because these guys take much greater hits to the head and walk away. But anyway, back to concussions and Dale Earnhardt Jr. I don't know. I would rather he sit out longer and longer and heal that melon of his, because he's had several hits over the last 8 to 10 years. He needs to rest and not come back just because fans want him to come back or just because sponsors want him to come back. His health is the utmost importance.
I think he's the one guy, and we've said this before, and it's been said around the garage, he's the one guy that could get more attention paid to a concussion protocol that's needed in racing that doesn't exist as firmly as maybe it needs to. And I'm glad that he's staying out. He can afford to do it. He's got some vested interest in staying out. He shows up in glasses. I don't know if he wore contacts before and he just has the glasses on today, but I'm hoping that he takes this seriously and other drivers see what he's doing, and when they can't get behind the wheel, that they don't and jeopardize other people on the track because their vision or their ability to handle a car at 200 miles an hour is not the same as it should be.
Well, and he even said, I believe it was this weekend, he reiterated something that he said earlier. He said, yeah, he's continuing to recover, but it's a slow progress from his concussion-like symptoms. He describes it as one step forward, one step back.
Yeah, but maybe if he was dependent on a sponsor race to race like some of the drivers, or he's paying his own way into the car, it might be different. And Dale doesn't have great money problems. Sponsors are not standing in line, but he has some pretty dedicated sponsors to him. So it's good that he's taking the stand so that other drivers say, look, if Dale can do it, maybe I should think about doing the same thing.
Yeah, no matter how much anybody thinks about money and you got to have money to move forward in life, shut up. Your health. You're not going to move forward in life if your head is just the ball of freaking noodles.
A whatever ball
that meant. Yeah,
of
I know, whatever
noodles.
Whatever that meant. You know, a bowl of noodles.
There's some Indy Bonics right there.
I don't know what it is.
A ball of noodles. Okay, Statman. Okay, a bowl of noodles is one of the combos there. Let me say, ball of...
Okay, just
maybe
it out.
They were put into a ball and fried at the fair this weekend. Maybe
that's where my head is, at least.
Oh, only in the Freak Nation can you get a conversation like this. So, yeah, Martin Truex, another big win. This guy's serving notice to all the big-time teams. Again, it's not a Hendrick team. It's not a Joe Gibbs team. It's not a Penske team. It's Martin Truex moving on, into the next round as your points leader, Kevin Harvick, at the two spot. Coming up in moments, you got your stat man, Scat. A little bit of rally in there. And real quick, Crasher, you brought this up, and I want to touch on it just a little bit. And I'll just back up what you said. It looks like that Lewis Hamilton is about to piss away a Formula One championship. And I want to hear Statman's take on this because he's our Formula One expert and follows the series more than I do. Of course he does. Statman, do you see it as that Lewis Hamilton is about to dump out a championship?
No, I mean, it wasn't his fault that the engine blew up today. He had almost a 30-second lead with 15 laps left, and the engine just gave up. And he had a huge opportunity to gain some points, even regain the points lead with his Nico Rosberg, his teammate, who is leading the points and he's fighting for the championship. He had a problem on the turn one and fell way back and was going to be off the podium. So, yeah, I mean, it was a huge, huge, huge problem for him today, and it's going to be difficult for him to catch Rosberg. I'm a big Lewis fan, and I'm not a fan of Rosberg. I don't think that he is championship material. He may win the championship, but as many times as he's driven guys off the course and thrown things around at Lewis in the post-race rooms, I just don't think he's championship worthy. But if he gets more points, then they have to give him the title. I would be disappointed if that happens.
If he gets more points, they have to give him the title. Wow, your Nico Rosberg quasi-hatred seems almost as tough as your Kyle Busch quasi-hatred.
Oh, it's far deeper than Kyle Busch.
Whoa!
Do tell, Statman.
I mean, it's like you and Ralph Schumacher.
Oh!
What?
Yeah.
So this is big. And is it because you think he's just too much of a kid and doesn't, well, like you said, he doesn't respect the sport?
I don't think he respects the sport. Maybe that's one way. But when you run guys off the track and just chase them off the track, your teammate, people you're racing against for the championship, other drivers on the track, you just drive them off the course. And then, you throw things at Lewis in the room after the thing is over. That's not championship thinking.
Wasn't that a joke, though? That was just kind of in jest and fun?
I don't think so. He wasn't smiling when he did it, and he didn't laugh after it was done. So, no, I think there's a thing about being a champion, and you could look at guys like Ricky Carmichael and Mario Andretti and Jimmy Johnson. And these guys are champions. They have a championship persona. But Nico Rosberg is, to me, not that guy. Doesn't deserve a championship.
Look at Statman laying it out there. Holy smokes. Wow. Man. Crash, would you tell Statman the same thing you told Dale?
Dale Jr., shut up.
Would you? Wow.
No. Stat's entitled to his opinion.
Yes, he is.
Apparently Dale Jr. was not that day.
I hope he never plays the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Yeah, if your least favorite team, of course, my favorite team, the Denver Broncos, Nico Rosberg playing the Denver Broncos, you would throw something at your TV. You would electrocute your TV somewhere.
Yeah, I'd have to go for a long walk for about 3 hours and just avoid that game.
Statman Scat in moments coming up after the break. His name is Oz Negri. Won himself a big old race with two other drivers this weekend in Road Atlanta, the Petit Le Mans, one of the top five biggest, most important sports car races on the planet. We talked to Oz Negri coming up, Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Statman. Let's get
to provide guidance to men.
Some iconic names in the global rally world this week. First, 9-time world rally champion Sebastian Loeb scored a breakthrough win in World Rallycross. That's in Latvia. Loeb is the first driver ever to win events in three different FIA World Championships, the World Rallycross, the WRC, and the World Touring Car Championship. Then in the World Rally Championship at the Tour de Corse, Sebastian Ogier won the event in a casual drive, but the win on an island off the coast of France allowed Ogier to move to the doorstep of his fourth straight World Rally Championship title. If he gets that title, he'll be only the fourth driver to get four championships. But get this, this weekend's Tour de Corse round won by Ogier was sponsored by a Spanish energy drink called Che Guevara. Among other things, Che Guevara energy drink is encouraging the world to revolutionize itself away from monsters. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive, unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP, to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS, to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at unlvtickets.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again,
800-480-5708. You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. You're following us on Twitter at Speed Freaks, Facebook. There, the website is speedfreaks.tv. A big show for you tonight. A lot of winners joining us here in the Freak Nation. And this is one of them. He's been in here about a dozen times, and he got himself a big win, the Petit Le Mans. And his name, of course, is Oz Negri, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And, Oz, I asked you this off mic. Are you still drunk?
Until a little while ago, right after the race, you know, we actually got the whole team together and Mike came up with some tequila shot type of thing, and it took until probably 5 minutes ago to get rid of my headache and everything else. So, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
Some tequila shot type of thing. What is this? A full-on cocktail or just lots and lots and lots of shots?
I promise. I don't know what was in the glass. Mike was the guy that made the chemistry. So I don't know. He might have put like gasoline or whatever in the thing. We just drank it.
Of course, Mike Shank. He's referring to team owner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was Mike.
Hey, talk about that, Oz Negri. You're winner of the Petit Le Mans in Georgia this weekend, Road Atlanta. Talk about that. Michael Shank, his 250th start. Is that true?
Yep. Yeah, it seems like it was yesterday, to be honest. I think Disney could not have written a better story for us. This was John's last race in IMSA, and it was the end of a prototype era. The new prototypes are, coming in next year. It was our 250th start, and we led every single session. The car was on pole. Ollie put it on pole, and we won the race, last race of the season. What else can you ask? On the weekend like this, and especially being the Petit Le Mans, such a prestigious race. And after what happened last year with us here, this is like I said, a redemption. We could not believe, everything went so right from the get-go, from the first practice. And, you are always, thinking, oh, when is the hiccup coming? When is the hiccup coming? And, I never did, and we won it.
Oz Negre, you're leaving the prototype category in 2017 to go to a GT car. Will you miss the speed of the prototypes?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the prototypes are fun to drive. Very fun, actually. I enjoy it a lot. But I think, for me, it will be a new adventure, a new chapter, and something that I'm really looking forward to. We haven't finalized anything yet. We are working on details, but I'm pretty confident.
How much development work have you done with the Acura NSX package that's going to be running in the GTD category next year in the IMSA Championship?
Until now, I haven't even seen the car, to be honest.
Wow.
We haven't seen the car. I know the car has been through quite a few tests, and they are very happy with the progress and everything that they saw. One thing, the HPD Honda guys are extremely capable and amazing group of engineers, and I'm pretty sure they will put together a great package, and they will be very competitive.
I don't know, Oz Negri. You've got an incredible car that you've had for the past several years. It was autographed. Every inch of it was covered with autographs this weekend. Can the NSX, can that Acura be autographed just as cool as it was for Petit this weekend? I don't think so.
Well, I think so. It's got more space. So more people will be able to sign. But, in that regard, that was so cool, wasn't it? I mean, so many people signed the car. And the more incredible thing is that the car got back after the race in one piece, and every single name was still in the car.
Okay, but what was behind, I love the idea, and I love seeing the photos all over Twitter, Oz Negri, but what was behind having people sign it after you were on pole? Was it because it was the swan song for the car?
I think that's because that was it for the car.
Yeah.
Yes, for that era. Next year the cars are going to be a lot different. Will be the DPIs, and it's just a good, nice way to say farewell to, such a beautiful piece of machinery.
Oz Negri, winner of Petit Le Mans with Michael Schenck Racing, and of course his teammates John Pugh and Olivier Pla, you guys going out on top to end the season. But with this car, I got to go back to it. It's got autographs. You said it came back in one piece. It can't be leaving the track in one piece. Aren't you all going to keep a part of it for memorabilia?
I think Mike will keep the nose. I'm pretty sure.
Damn him. Come on, Schenck, share it.
Hey, Oz, talk about that, though. I want to hear some of your stories about Schenck, because, again, we've had you on a number of times, specifically like the Daytona 24-hour, where, again, you were in that mode of we're cruising to this victory, and then it does have the hiccup. How do you drive a car when you have that on your mind, knowing that a knock or something in the steering?
And they did. They had something with their rear tires go down.
Yeah, we had, yes. We had not, believe me, we didn't have only one problem. We had quite a few problems. I mean, even at the end of the race, Ollie had to deal with an electrical issue. The thing is, it's funny because in the morning, me and Ollie, we were talking, and he looked at me and goes like, "Man, we have nothing to lose. Let's go for it." And I go like, "Yeah, let's drive 10 tenths every single lap." And that's what we did. We had a phenomenal car. I mean, our engineer Dale Wise just gave me the best car I've ever had. We were just able to, drive really, really fast and open up a gap, because we knew we would have, a little longer pit stop, because of the issue we were having with the rear, wheel. And, the mechanics, they worked around this, and, there were a few pit stops that, even with the problem we had, was as fast as it would be without the problem. I mean, that says a lot about Shank's group of guys, you know, the guys that I, you know, that I admire so much and I trust so much. And it makes it easy because all you do is you concentrate on just driving the car and going fast.
And did I see somewhere where the Ray Hall Letterman team helped you as well?
Yeah, for sure, because I remember something like, and the thing is that, you know, the most of the race, was done by me and Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
John did one portion of it. He had a little problem with his back, and he was going back and forwards between me and Ollie. And every time I came out of the car, I was just going somewhere so I could recharge to get back in the car as soon as needed. So I wasn't aware a little bit of I knew we had a problem. I didn't know exactly what it was, and I know that, you know, the guys found a way of, getting around it and getting our pit stops done as fast as they could.
I'll end it with this. I like asking drivers some memorable victories that they've had in their career. I would imagine that this one is probably a top five for you, given the circumstances and this being the 250th start for Shank and it being the last time in this car. Would it be one of your top five wins ever?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely. And I was thinking about it. You know, today we had a team get together, a very nice brunch, and just to celebrate the race and celebrate John's, partnership with Shank throughout all those years. And I have to say that, you know, obviously the whole weekend I was pretty emotional because, you know, John been with me for so many years and, we've accomplished, quite a lot together. And, this morning, Shank and Mary Bass, his wife, they put together such a nice video with a collection of, pictures and videos from since when John came on board. And, nothing can beat the 2012 Daytona 24 win, especially having the big guy with us. We miss him a lot. I can tell you, yeah, this race is definitely one of the best and most important, but, Daytona 2012 is far up there.
Oz, last time you and I spoke face-to-face, it was at Mazda Race with Laguna Seca after that win. And I kind of gathered that relationship with John that you had, that it was pretty special. It was more than just a co-driver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I mean, on this life in my career, I got a good teammate on John. But, most of all, I got one of my best friends. Someone that I, that I trust and I call and I bug him and I bother him with questions and advices and, it's something that I will take it forever.
Oz Negri, your winner for Petit Le Mans this afternoon, Road Atlanta, big time win. We will not see these prototypes ever again. Oz, I know it's late for you, buddy. Thanks for staying up late and joining us in the Freak Nation, man.
Man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And it's always for a good cause, which I hope we can do it more times next year.
Heck yes!
Well, I can tell you, we will see you at the Daytona 24, buddy, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire.
For sure, my friend.
Thank you, Oz.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, Statman, here's a question for you, or maybe you could help explain this to the Freak Nation who maybe just caught up in only NASCAR or IndyCar where all the cars at least look the same. They call it a prototype in sports car racing, the IMSA WeatherTech Series. And these prototypes will not be returning for the 2017 season. What are we going to see in its place? Or is there going to be anything in its place?
Yeah, they have a new, they're calling the category DPI, Daytona Prototype International. And the cars, it's been a problem when the Grand Am merged with ALMS. the prototypes at the top of the ALMS category were different than those in Grand Am, and they want to be able to have cars that they could race at the Le Mans 24-hour, like the P2 that the Michael Schenck was racing. So what they're going to do is try to come up with a car that's closer to the rules that will allow it to run at the Daytona 24-hour. And that's these cars. They're tube frame. They're pretty old technology. The technology has far surpassed where these cars are, the Daytona prototypes. So they're going to have a new car and a different car coming up next year.
Coming up next, Freak Nation, you got Not Much Motorsports, and the headline that I got in front of me: sausages containing natural Viagra are on sale now. It's coming up, Not Much Motorsports, Speed Freaks Pits, and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. Take all the hassle out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific at racetalkradio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Now, I have no control over the music right now. It's my good friend Jerry up there in San Francisco, and who knows who he's cheering for this week. I know it certainly wasn't the San Francisco 49ers. And again, the Cowboys beat the 49ers. Who cares? It's the 49ers.
Can we talk about my Broncos?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, undefeated. Yeah. Hi. My name's Trevor Siemian. I might be injured, but I'm pretty damn good.
Hey, listen. Statman's team is unwinned.
You mean defeated?
We're going to be defeated all year, yeah.
Oh, Statman. Statman.
We got a guy who was started off his career as a quarterback, went to wide receiver. Last week, he played practically every position on the field. And that's our best hope. It's Terrell Pryor. If he can throw the ball and catch it and then an interception on the next series, that's the best hope for wins.
A former Buckeye.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsport.
Freaks.
Not much motorsport.
Well, I would think that somebody out there in the Freak Nation probably thought about this, but maybe not to the extent of actually inventing it. But that sausage that you had this morning while you're sitting around the breakfast table Sunday morning reading your newspaper, it eventually could have Viagra in it. Yeah. It's a bizarre combo that contains pork fortified with red Chinese and Siberian ginseng, something else, and horny goat weed, all of which are said to aid the issue of erectile dysfunction.
Oh, okay. So it's herbs in your sausage, not the actual blue pill crumbled up in a sausage.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, so wait a minute. Shouldn't that be I'm sorry, Kenny. I can't help but ask this. Shouldn't that be for dinner and not for breakfast? I mean, the people are going to be late for work if they eat that for breakfast.
Sausage with Viagra is not what's for dinner anymore.
Stop it.
Statman, are you insinuating that morning time on a Sunday morning was never the right time to eat a sausage?
Spiked sausage?
Spiked, well, yeah, there's never a wrong time to eat a spiked sausage, but you have...
You know I'm going to play back that audio next week, right?
You got a whole library of stuff from me, so I'm not worried about it anymore. But if you had anything planned for the day, you don't want to start the day delayed.
Right.
You know?
Now, wait a minute. There is no better way to be late to work and have to miss the traffic on the 405 or the 101 or south of Chicago in the 8094. There's no better way to be late for work than having that as your excuse.
I mean, but to get your day started, go to breakfast and then delay your day after breakfast and then get your day started again. You know, that's a lot of delays in there.
Honey, can you come home and eat some sausage?
Oh, goodness.
Now, the invention of Matt O'Connor from Fathers for Justice, he claims the sausage can help those with serious health concerns affecting men, such as suicide, low testosterone, what? Self-esteem, and depression. Excuse me, sir, you don't need to jump off that ledge. Have a sausage. What?
I don't know.
His formula was put into motion by the Butchery, a UK United Kingdom meat packers based out of London, who now have him up for sale. He says, as a father of three boys, I am deeply concerned about the public health emergency facing men. I hope our sausages will give people food for thought and help men break the wall of silence around these issues.
All right.
Yeah, plus a sausage McMuffin for lunch adds a whole nother reality to what's going on at lunchtime.
Right?
Is that one of the items they do serve 24 hours now?
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe that's why they serve it 24 hours.
Hey, Babby, why don't you go grab your sausage and I'll go grab my McMuffin. Hey.
An item that McDonald's does not sell 24 hours, and it pisses me off, is their, not BLT, what do you call it, the bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh, that's my favorite breakfast at McDonald's. But
you
they don't
sure?
do it. Yeah, they don't do it 24 hours. They need to. But bacon is something that is also changing. It's not just all about sausage these days. Everybody loves bacon, but they don't love the 100% fat. So thank you, Oregon State University. They've come up with a healthy solution to bacon. Researchers from the Hatfield Marine Science Center, they're saying they've come up with a new type of seaweed. Well, it actually has existed, and it's been...
new type of seaweed?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's new. It's existed for a while, but now they know what to do with it when it comes to taste. They say it tastes exactly like bacon and can even rival kale in terms of health benefits. The tasty creation of red marine algae called, I don't know if it's dulse or dulce, resembles a typical red lettuce, but is actually packed full of minerals and protein twice more than kale. And the big clincher, bonk, 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 when you fry it, it tastes like bacon, not seaweed. And it's a pretty strong bacon flavor, said one of the researchers.
Now, where can we get said bacon weed?
OSU is figuring out a way to farm this bacon weed. And basically what they tried to do at the beginning was to farm this new strain of seaweed to feed other fish, but after they fried it, who fried it? Who stuck it on the frying pan to say, this might taste good? Anyway, somebody did it, and now they're realizing its potential to do well in the human food market in Oregon just might explode with healthy bacon as one of their byproducts.
Oh, so there you go, Statman, our not much motorsports tonight. Whole lot of meat. A whole lot of reasons why to eat your meat.
So it tastes like bacon instead of chicken, huh?
Right. That's the, yeah. Hashtag tastes like bacon, exactly.
Right?
It tastes just like chicken, I promise.
Damn. So what do? You lay your bacon on the table and you lay your sausage on the table?
And you say, eat meat.
Eat my meat. Yep. Well, but, honey, that looks like seaweed. Yeah.
Just eat it.
Tastes like bacon, dog. That sausage over there.
Yeah. You eat the bacon, get happy, and then eat that sausage and get real happy.
Yeah, well, that make you a muffin look, baby. There it is. Hey, man, did you miss any of the show tonight? Well, you can tell we're finishing off on that big high note as usual. Tommy Johnson Jr., funny car winner from Reading, was in here. Ricky Carmichael, the greatest of all time on two wheels, motocross, supercross, designing the Monster Energy Cup track at Sam Boyd Stadium once again. Riders up for $1 million. Ricky Carmichael was in last hour. And then, of course, Oz Negri won himself. He and two of his co-drivers won the Petit Le Mans Road Atlanta. For everybody involved, shoot the juice to the moose. It's that man.
Cut it loose.
Dip. I have a mouth. Ow.